You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into Satter Star, an emo radio show. And big news, this is actually the last week at this current time slot at 10 p.m. on Mondays starting next week. Satter Star will air on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So that's very, very exciting. Super excited about the new emo primetime slot. And yeah, we're going to go out big, I guess, with this final 10 p.m. on Monday show. We're doing a showcase for a specific important emo record label. We're going to showcase all releases by Level Plane Records, who I think were possibly like the most iconic emo / screamo post-hardcore record label of the 2000s specifically. They released a lot of records by some of the most well-known bands within screamo. And the label was based in New York, founded in the late 90s by Greg Drudy, who was the original drummer of Seisha and also Hot Cross, both bands which will be played in the episode today. And he was also the first drummer of the band Interpol. And they were an independent record label based in New York and released a ton of records throughout the 2000s, late 90s to 2000s, until they finally ended in like 2009. And also released records in a variety of styles, not just screamo, but like some more like weird post-hardcore, indie rock, and like, I don't know, general rock, I'd say. A lot of weird sounds that they dabbled in, and also some like international bands as well. And released records by several like families of very important screamo bands, I'm gonna say, including bands that sprouted out from like Seisha in the New York area, and also the City of Caterpillar, Page 99 family in Richmond, all of which had records released by Level Plane. And yeah, we're gonna delve into a lot of them today. We're gonna start out with Hot Cross, which, like I said, the owner of Level Plane, Greg Drudy, was the drummer of Hot Cross. And this track you're about to hear first, it's called Patience and Prudence off of their Cryonics album released in 2003. I think I just played a different Hot Cross album last week on my 10-inch episode, but, you know, who cares? Let's play them again. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in to Satter Star. Also, thanks so much to everyone who donated to X-Ray Fall Fun Drive over the past couple weeks. We, as a station, way exceeded our goal and made over $50,000, which is pretty sick, and will be extremely helpful in helping out X-Ray grow and do really awesome stuff within the next year. Anyway, here's Hot Cross, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. I do not regret it, I have thought about it. flesh on flesh. Surrender us blind. Look into your eyes. Look at the stone.
You're still tuned in to Satter Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And if you're just tuning in, I'm doing it all Level Plane Records showcase episode. I'm playing all releases released on Level Plane between the late 90s to probably mid 2000s. One of the most well-known record labels in like emo/screamo post-hardcore in the 2000s. And yeah, playing everything on Level Plane today. You just heard a classic song by the one and only Seisha called Venus and Bacchus. I feel kind of corny about playing that song on this show. It's too well known. It's kind of a meme, it feels like. But Level Plane was created to put out that record, which was Seisha's first 7-inch, which had Venus and Bacchus and One Dying Wish. That was put out in 1997. And honestly, Seisha is a very important band for me, so I don't even care that much. But this specific 7-inch has so many cool, like, special cover variants that are really, really pretty. Recommend looking them up. If you're a nerd like me, I like to peruse Discogs. Yeah, very cool. And let's see, before that you heard Life of These Speeds with their track Small Sparks. They were an emo band from Portland right here in the mid to late 2000s. That was off of their 2004 self-titled album. And shout out to Luke and Al, friends of the show for sure. Luke was actually a guest on the show earlier this year, and they're just some of the sweetest dudes in Portland and the overall, I don't know, punk, hardcore, screamo, whatever you want to call it, scene here. Shout out them. And that, technically, the repress of that album was technically on Level Plane, but like the original release wasn't really. I wasn't really paying attention that closely when I put this together, but I'm still gonna count it. Their second album, To Your Health, was fully released on Level Plane. But I just really love their music, all of it. Before that was a Dutch band called Shikari. That track was called The Last Thing off of their 2002 7-inch. And then before that you heard a band called Ruheda, who are from San Jose, California. That was released in 2001, and that track was called Onomatopoeia. And they had members of lots of other bands, including Makara and Under a Dying Sun, and like other, I don't know, South Bay Area screamo-ish bands. Before that you heard Bucket Full of Teeth, who featured former members of Orchid, and they were like pretty heavily power violence, but made it weird and like vaguely screamo and like vaguely electronic. Very interesting band. That track was called Comfort Made Us Passive off of their 4 album, which is a very apt song title, I think. Very true. Before that, you heard You and I with their track Playing Off the Story off of their album The Curtain Falls, which is honestly just a true classic. They're from New Jersey, and yeah, one of the most well-known releases on Level Plane, I think, for sure. Then we start off the hour with Patience and Prudent by Hot Cross. As I said earlier, Greg Drudy was the drummer of both Hot Cross, started off that block, and then Seisha, which is the last track you just heard. We are going to move into our next track, which is by City of Caterpillar. It's called Effing Hero. I'm going to play this because of my new time slot, which if you haven't heard, it's going to be on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. I'm going to have to monitor tracks a little more closely for profanity. And having a show at 10 p.m. or later into the early morning hours, honestly, these are safe harbor hours, so you don't have to do that. So something I'm a little nervous about, but I'm going to take advantage of it by playing this song. Yeah, Effing Hero by City of Caterpillar. And I feel like this self-titled release, which was released in 2002 by City of Caterpillar, is honestly maybe the most like iconic release on Level Plane. The whole album is amazing and definitely one of their most well-known releases, I think. Anyway, I feel like I'm blabbing. Here is City of Caterpillar, and thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah. One room is better than none.
One room is better than none. keep in mind. I wanna saw but get inside. We'll be right back.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, and I'm doing an all Level Plane Records showcase episode today, my very last show in the Monday at 10 p.m. time slot. Starting next week, I will be on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., so catch Satterstar and at an earlier time starting next week. You just heard a track by the band called The Holy Shroud, called Calling In Confederate Doubts off of their Ghost Repeaters album. That track is so catchy. I honestly don't know a lot about that band except that they have members of North of America, a Canadian band that I also played earlier in this block. And before that, you heard Heroin by Malady, who had one and only one LP in 2004, and they featured members of City of Caterpillar and Page 99, like that whole family of bands, sharing lots of members across a wide range of bands. That whole album is really great. And let's see, before that you heard Neil Perry with their track Shh Blows Up, it's so good, off of their split LP with Joshua Fit for Battle. And they were XU and I, who I played earlier in today's episode. So many bands on Level Plane shared members with other really awesome bands, so that's why so many of these bands shared members. And yeah, Neil Perry, a truly iconic band, so good. And let's see, before that, you heard North of America, like I said earlier, great band from Canada, off of their Brother Sisters album. That track was called Let's Get Sick to Our Stomachs. And then before that, you heard the Vita Blue with their track Billy Ray Valentine Capricorn. And that record came out originally on Level Plane. That record was called The Comprehensive List of Everyone Who Has Ever Done Anything Wrong to Us, before the band had to change their name to 10 Grand. So there's two versions of that album, kind of, with two different band names. But I'm going to say that's the Vita Blue version. Then you heard Forstella Ford with the track Summary Treatment. Then started out that block with Effing Hero by City of Caterpillar. And we're gonna wrap up today's episode with Gospel. This track is called Paper Tigon, off their 2005 album The Moon Is a Dead World. In my mind, it's called The Moon Is a Cold Dead World. I don't know where I got that from. Yeah, I had a whole nother song that I couldn't play. Ran Out of Time by The State Secedes, another great band on Level Plane. But yeah, this whole album is really great, and shout out to Level Plane, one of the most iconic labels of the 2000s, releasing emo, screamo, hardcore, all that good stuff. So many awesome releases that I didn't even have time to play today. But yeah, thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar, and enjoy. This is Gospel.